Nice.
Okay, Chevra, we are now beginning our study of Yerideya Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph, which are the dinim of Hechshar Kelim. Obviously, like it says in Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph, in order to properly understand Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph and dinim of Hechshar Kelim, we also have to see the dinim in Orechayim Tafnun Aleph and Tafnun Beis. We have a lot to do, but kind of just to give a very general hakdama to the topic. So, the Sefer Iser V'Heter, the Iser V'Heter Ha'aruch in Klal Nunches, Os Kuf Dalet, raises the kasha, how come we recite a bracha on Tevilas Kelim, we don't recite a bracha on Hechsher Kelim? That's the Iser V'Heter's kasha. And the Iser V'Heter answers that the reason why we don't recite a bracha on Hechsher Kelim is because Hechsher Kelim is not a mitzvah. Hechsher Kelim is like Nikur Hagid V'Hachilev. Hechsher Kelim is a way of not doing an Aveira. And we only recite a bracha when we are doing a mitzvah. If you want to say it in Hasidic terms, for those of you among us, the idea of a bracha is that we're trying to elevate ourselves in order to be able to make a closer connection to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Not doing an Aveira is just to make sure that we don't go more distant from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So brachas are a din on mitzvos, brachos are not a din on Aveiros. The way Rav Schechter always says is, yeah, you don't make a bracha when you shave with an electric shaver, because shaving with an electric shaver is just a way of not doing an Aveira. Even though Laharchik es ha'adam min ha'aveira is considered like the greatest mitzvah, but nonetheless, a bracha is only said on something that is a mitzvah, not on something that's an aveira. Okay, that's the Sefer Iser V'Heter's Yisod. Now you see from the Iser V'Heter, which I think is the Pashtus, which is the way that we would understand in general, that Hechsher Kelim is there to remove blios from Kelim. If you have blios in Kelim, you have to get them out. And therefore the Torah has a parasha, the parasha is in Klei Midyon, Ach, Hasazov, Esakesef, Esan Chesh, Sabarzo, Kodav, Ashi, Yobo, Ba'esh, Tahir, Ba'esh. Here we have Psukim that tell us to do Hechsher Kelim. The idea of Hechsher Kelim is to remove the Bliyas Ha'iser. Of course, Kol Zeh only makes sense if you hold that Tam Ke'ikar is a Din D'Oraisa. If the Din of Tam Ke'ikar is a Din D'Rabbanon, so then it doesn't really make sense that the Torah is, right? The Torah is the Book of Shas V'Tshuvos authored by God. It doesn't make sense that God in the Shas V'Tshuvos Sefer would say, get rid of something which is not really awesome. No? It's not at all mistaber that there should be such a din. So this is what leads the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah in the Sefer Bedek HaBayis in Bayis Dalid Shar Aleph, it's on page 21 in the standard editions of the Bedek HaBayis, page 21 at the bottom. So the Ra'ah asks, V'yesh kan she'ela chazaka, kevin damina b'gi'ulei nochrim, the time of Lama Mosho is usher, heich efshar lomar de b'sh'ari surim mutter, v'chi gi'ulei nochrim, mishem Echad hu gi'ulei nachrim mishum kalisun shabataira hu de mitzar. V'kein de b'gi'ulei nachrim mitzri kalisun shabataira v'taim olam ha'mashal heichem shadol mitzri v'alma. Basically, he's asking the kasha, ha yitachin, right? Page 21 over here is about the din of tam ke'ikar, the raisa d'rabbanon, and the ra'ah is asking the kasha kind of in the backhanded way, which is ha yitachin, the tam ke'ikar is going to be a din d'rabbanon if tam ke'ikar, if the din in the Torah is that there's a musig of Gi'ulei Nachrim. Like, how do you learn the psukim in the Chumash if Tam Ke'ikar is a din to Rabbanon? Vizu hakosha, vizu kushya hiksha mori harav Rabbeinu Moshe. He quotes it, my Rebbe the Ramban as a kasha. V'tirets de'efshar de'mishum mailahu. De'kema de'nivla hakli me iser. Right, So the Ra'ah quotes from his Rebbe, the Ramban, that the reason why you have Hechsher Kelim is something that he calls a Maila. Maila meaning, I think, that we have to elevate the Keli. The Keli absorbed something that was treif. And even though right now, right, Tarfis, Chazer went into the Keli, even though the Tam that's going to come out of that Keli is only a Din D'Rabbanan, but Vibaut, it absorbs something that is Usser, there is a Maila to do Hechsher Kelim, a Maila Min HaTorah, just like the Din of Tevilas Kelim is presumably De'oraisa, and the idea of Tevilas Kelim is to elevate the Keli. This is what the Ra'ah quotes from his Rebbe, the Ramban. Now, a few things. First of all, the Ramban was super smart, no? And often people who are very smart are not particularly consistent in their positions. Because if you're very smart, you say different things. And the Ramban, we see this all the time, like in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban's Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, the Ramban, like, is always hemming and hawing and saying, Efshar like this, Efshar like that. It's hard to know exactly what the Ramban says. But the Ramban over here is assuming that Hechsher Kelim is a din, a maila, like Tevilas Kelim is, and Tevilas Kelim is the Oraisa, says the Ramban, so Hechsher Kelim is the Oraisa. Now, Habayahi, that in that same pasuk in the Torah, Kodavar she yavo ba'esh, tavir ba'esh, right? B'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh, ta'aviru ba'mayim. What does it mean, b'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh, ta'aviru ba'mayim? So many Rishonim understand, Rashi al HaTayra sounds this way, that kol asher lo yavo ba'esh, ta'aviru ba'mayim means a kelim that was never used. Ta'aviru ba'mayim thus means that you should do tevilas kelim, and the din of tevilas kelim is a din, do'iraisa. However, the Ramban jumps up and down, the spits with a nickel, and the Ramban says, no siree, Tevilas Kelim is only a din d'Rabbanan. Right? So I don't know what the Ramban is really saying. No? The Ramban is, I get the impression, by the way, what does the Ramban hold about Tam Ke'ikar? Does the Ramban hold that Tam Ke'ikar is d'Oraisa, Tam Ke'ikar is d'Rabbanan? Right? This whole shtick will tell you the Ra'ah is predicated according to the man de Omar, that Tam Ke'ikar is d'Rabbanan, and then we have a kasha, why are you doing Hechsher Kelim? So the answer is Altsmaila, the same as Tevilas Kelim. However, we have a number of problems. Then, by the way, the Ramban works weiter, and he says, whoa, would this mean that just like by Hechsher Kelim, that if I use a Keli, if I use a keli without hechsher, the food can become treif. If I use a keli without tevila, can the food become treif also? There is a din that I'm not allowed to use kelim without tevila, no? Would the food become treif if you use a keli without tevila? That would be an unbelievable chumrah, no? That'd be like pretty chumrah dick. No one really ever said that. It's probably usher to use it, whether the issue is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan, and the bir halacha in Siman Shin Chaf Gimel in bir halacha land. And Aruch Chaim says that the pashta says it's a din d'rabbanan. Very hard to know, but what we're basically getting at is we have another mahalach in Tevilas Kelim, conceptually, that Tevilas Kelim is not really to get blius out, but there is a din that you have to do Tevilas Kelim. There's a special, it's not just Hechsher Kelim, thank you. The Hechsher Kelim is not to purge it of belios, but there's a din to do Hechsher Kelim, a Maila in the Lashon of the Ra'ah. Yes, sir.
Why is there no bracha?
Yeah. So, that's an interesting question. So, there are Rishonim who say that there's no bracha. Well, let's go slowly. There are other Rishonim who seem to agree with this. There's a smack. Among the Rishonim, only the smack counts Hechsher Kelim as a mitzvah. The Rishonim, the Monei HaMitzvahs, will count anything and everything as a mitzvah sometimes. Hard to know what they count, what they don't count. The smack is the only one of the Monei HaMitzvahs who counts Hechsher Kelim as a mitzvah.
Nonetheless, to the best of my knowledge, no one really said that you make a bracha in Hechsher Kelim. The Rabbeinu Manoach has a line in Perakei of Chametz Matzah, Halacha Chavav. Rabbeinu Manoach says that maybe there's no bracha because you don't have to do Hechsher Kelim. I could have a brand new keli. I don't have to ever be machshir a keli. No? Earn a few bucks, buy new kelim. Since you don't have to ever be machshir kelim, you get an impression it's not a mitzvah that you have to do. Right? It's a mitzvah, but I only recite a bracha on a mitzvah that I have to do. A mitzvah that is, to some extent, optional. Mashal amahadavra dome. There is a comment of Elijah Kramer of Vilna in the Sefer Ma'aser Rav, note 185, where Elijah Kramer of Vilna writes that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of the festival. Do I make a bracha? No, right? Pashta says you don't make a bracha when you eat matzah all 7 days of the festival. There was a gadol, supposedly, who the Maharsham has a tshuva about gadol echad, who used to make a bracha when he al achilas matzah ate matzah kol zayin. And the Maharsham says, this fellow is not really a gadol, this fellow is only making bracha slavatola, right? So, nice guy and all that, probably. He probably had a beard, that's what I'm assuming. I'm guessing he wore a strimal rather than a normal hat, but that's a different issue. But the Maharsham is saying that, hey, everyone holds you don't make a bracha. Why don't I make a bracha? I eat matzah koshiva. Teretz is, it's not a mitzvah that I have to do. It's an optional mitzvah. And optional mitzvahs you don't make a bracha on. Now, when I speak about optional mitzvahs, right now I'm wearing something which is theoretically like an optional mitzvah, but it's not. Right? These strings are not really an optional mitzvah. These are obligatory mitzvahs in certain situations. If I happen to have a beged of Dalit Kanfos, I have an obligation to put on tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah that's entirely optional.
How is it different than Hechsher Kelim?
Speak louder.
How is it different than Hechsher Kelim?
Hechsher Kelim, I never have to do it. Gerishin, I also, I don't make a bracha in Gerishin. I don't make a bracha in, what? I never have to do it.
No.
You never
have to do it. There's no situation that you're actually ever practicing with you.
You never have to wear a full-color garment,
do you? No, we do.
If I'm wearing it, I put on... I have a garment... You're right, I don't have to have a garment of four strings. Okay, it's... I like to say over the story... Certain things are l'chatzchila and p'diyevet situations, and certain things are mitzvahs in a given situation. It could be, given this situation, they have a mitzvah.
It's not like a formula to say by Gershon, like, oh, how could it be a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah that you're going to do.
When,
when you're going, like, people were dying around, like, when you're going to get divorced, then there's a mitzvah...
Right, so that is, again, if I happen to be Tamei, I have a mitzvah to go into the mikvah and become Tahar. Right? But I don't really have such a mitzvah. If I want to stay in my state of ritual impurity, a ganz tug freilach. Right? Here also, if I want to remain married to this woman, a ganz tug freilach, stay married. You don't have a real obligation. As opposed to tzitzis, that in that situation, they have an obligation. No?
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable.
No, it's not. There's no way to get out of it once you're under bed yourself.
We have to put on the beged. That's why it's a field.
When you have kelim that you're going to use, why is it any different than having
to use it? You don't have to use it.
I don't have to use it.
It's not a lucky
bed. You don't have a field.
Now, the shaila is, how come there's a bracha on shechita? Because I never have to eat meat, really. No? So first of all, it could be that the bracha on shechita is there are situations when you have to shecht. Like Karban Pesach. Or it could be that the bracha of shechita, like the whole lumdis, is that the bracha of shechita is a bircha shebach v'chayda'a, perhaps it's not a bircha samitzvah, right? The Taz in Simon Aleph discusses that. I mean, there are, brachos are complicated, but... What? I think what the Rabbeinu Manoach is saying is that you only make a bracha on a mitzvah that you're mechuyev to do, And since I have no chiyuv to ever do hechsher kelim, because I could always buy new, so therefore I don't make a bracha. Azoy shteit in the Rabbi Numanoyach. Now, Mr. Mandelbaum, Shalita.
Yeah.
Can I just ask guys to speak louder because I'm deaf?
I haven't seen the Lashon in the Ramban that Dora is quoting, but is it so obvious that he's saying that it's Doraisa? They're just calling it my
It sounds like he's saying Doraisa. Here, take a look. Take a look. I actually made marks on it. You can take a look. I think he's assuming it's a din Doraisa, yeah. I mean, the Pasuk says... The Torah speaks about Hechsher Kelim. How you talking? It's not the Raisa. About what? Yeah. So I thought that's the pshat, like tzitzis. That's an obligatory mitzvah given. Again, first of all. Let's go slowly. First of all, it's not shayach to go 7 days without sukkah because you're going to have to sleep. Well, it does sort of. Because, again...
If you want to eat bread, make a matzah. If you want to go into the house, make it a sukkah. There's no mitzvah, the same mitzvah, the same mitzvah of matzah and sukkah. There has
no.
To be, you can't go
I can get by all 7 days without eating any matzah. I could get by eating. The Rishonim use a lashon: eat oymes and doichen. Eat your kidneys. Right? I can't possibly go all 7 days. Huh? It does. In other words, it's not.
These actions should be done this way.
It's not something. It's not something I have to do.
Practically, it's not good. And it's not practically doesn't change.
Okay.
Don't you
have a chiyuv by sudas mitzvah to eat bread? So don't have a sudas mitzvah. I mean, min ha-Torah. Doraisa, sudas mitzvah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. But b'kitzur ha-ma'aseh, gentlemen. We have two perspectives on Hagolas Kalim. There's the Hagolas Kalim, the Hechsher Kalim, to get rid of Isurim. Then there's a Hechsher Kelim that is done Mishum Maila. Now, according to the perspective the Hechsher Kelim is done to get out of Isurim, there is a lot of room to be Mechalek between Hechsher Kelim LePesach and Hechsher Kelim for the rest of the year, Ubefrat, if we assume that Chametz BePesach is called Hetera Bala, which is normative Judaism, Kamosha Kasav and Kufkaf Aleph Se'if Dalid Ubishach Shom. Right? Normal, the way Rav Shechter always says it over, is that normal Yiddishkeit assumed that Hagolas Kelim B'Pesach, Chametz is Hetera Bola. Right now, am I allowed to eat Chametz? I hope so, I just had pizza for lunch. Right? Of course, right? You're allowed to eat Chametz now. It's Hetera Bola. If it's Hetera Bola, so Memela, it's not the same as the parasha of Klei Midyan, and Ken Zayin, that it is not going to, there's no way of entertaining a possibility that you should make a bracha on Hechsher Kelim B'Pesach. Now, it happens, just Leman HaEmes, to confuse things a teeny bit more, when we speak about Hechsher Kelim and we say that the parish of Hechsher Kelim is Mochemes Midyon, we're also deceiving you because there's another parish of Hechsher Kelim in the Torah, which is the parish of Parshas Tzav, that by Karbanis, there's in the Mariko Shtifa. And Mariko Shtifa is a form of Hechsher, which is Hechsher in a situation where it is Hetera Bala. Because when the keli is boleya the carbon, right, it's boleya it as heter. So that's already another wrinkle within the sugya. But for the time being, these are some of the points that we wanted to make. Now, if you want to just see a nice essay about the difference between Hechsher Kelim, Le'inyin, Pesach and Le'inyin the rest of the year. If you take a look in Rabbi Ganek's book, Gan Shoshanim, Simin 13, Gan Shoshanim, Simin 13, so Rabbi Ganek has an essay about Hechsher Kelim LePesach and how, unlike all other Hechsher Kelim, which is fundamentally to get rid of Isser, Hechsher Kelim on Pesach is fundamentally a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the sense of we want the keli to become tahar, we want it to be purified, something to that extent. Okay, let's go weiter. Simen Kufchaf Aleph, Se'if Aleph. Kufchaf Aleph, Se'if Aleph tells me that when you buy kelim from a goy, so the way the goy used it, you have to be machshir it. And the Mishnah, Sof Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hei Amud Beis, the Mishnah speaks about a keli that's dako hishtamish bo betzonein. Let's say you buy a cup from the guy. So the din is that you have to do hechsher and tevila. And the hechsher over here is by rubbing it, by scrubbing it, I should say. That you really, right, you got to use the elbow grease, you have to get all the dirt off of the keli. That's a din in the hechsher of that keli. It's not shayach that the only thing the keli needs is tevila, and you don't need any scrubbing, because the fact that the Gemara says that you have to do hadacha and tevila, and the tevila alone does not suffice as a hadacha, that shows that you need what we would call scrubbing. The pashtus therefore is that if you hold the hechsher kelim is a din d'oraisa, so if I buy a glass from a guy and I'm not sure if the guy used it, if I have any suffix whatsoever, it's a suffix d'oraisa, and I have to scrub it in addition to having to be tevel it. No, if I know for sure, let's say you buy stuff on eBay, no, and they tell you that it's new. And you look at it, and it kind of looks new, but you can't be 100% sure. You can't just tevel it, because kozman, you have any suffix, it's a suffix to oraisa out the hechsher kalim, hechsher in the sense of scrubbing, and you'd have to min ha-Torah go and scrub it beforehand. Okay, that is hechsher type 1. Hechsher type 2 is that you need that a keli that you use al ha'esh, you have to be machshir al ha'esh. Now, within the pasuk, it's not abundantly clear what the Torah is talking about. Kol davar sheyavo ba'esh ta'aviru ba'esh, right? V'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh ta'aviru ba'mayim. The pasuk might be speaking about two forms of hechsher, one called libun, the other called hag'ala. V'chol asher lo yavoi ba'esh means it didn't come in direct contact with fire, so ta'aviru ba'moyim is the Torah's way of saying do hag'ala. No? Alternatively, v'chol asher lo yavoi ba'esh ta'aviru ba'mayim might be the Torah's way of saying that tevilas kelim is d'oraisa, like we mentioned a few minutes ago. Alternatively, third mahalach, v'chol asher lo yavoi ba'esh ta'aviru ba'mayim might mean that the scrubbing of a keli shedakalish damish bo betzonin is what the Torah refers to. The assumption that we made, which is found, by the way, in the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin. The Chalkas Binyamin is Reb Feivel Cohen's son. It runs in the family. So Chalkas Binyamin over here in Kuf Chafal of Sifkotim Beis quotes that the din of scrubbing the keli is a din d'oraisa. L'cha'ora, that's an assumption based on the Pshuto Shel Mikra, no? Because that word Ta'aviru Bamoyim has three possible meanings. And only according to one of those meanings are we saying it's a Din D'oraisa. The fact that the Mishnah, Sof Avodah Zarah, says that you have to do it doesn't mean that that's a Din D'oraisa that you have to do it. It's entirely possible that it's a Din D'rabbanon that you have to scrub the keli before immersing it in the mikvah. Or it could be that immersing it in the mikvah is necessary min hatayra, and the scrubbing is just a way of removing the chatzitzos from the keli, right, beforehand. It could be that you have to scrub it, but not out hechshar, but out chatzitza removal, right? It's not clear. I think Rabbi Yamin Cohen is making an assumption. Mr. Ike.
I was just wondering, did the Rishonim, are there all those three possibilities from the Rishonim?
Yes. There's a footnote in Reb Eliyav HaKohen's Sefer, right at the beginning of his essay on Hechsher Kelim, where he goes through the different Shitas HaRishonim, who understands the Pshuto Shem Mikra. Again, these are the Rishonim I don't usually read, like Ibn Ezra and stuff, you know? but it is found in Rishonim, in the Pshuto Shem Mikra group of Rishonim. Okay? Let's go on. One last point that I want to make. Kalim shadaku l'shtamish by b'chamin of mateches eitz even kli etzem, the Ramos says is not dealt with over here. Mateches eitz or even requires hag'ala. Now I say that even requires hag'ala. This is true according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to normative Judaism. The Tur quoted a sheet of Reb Hai or Reb Hilai. The footnotes on the bottom of my tour say that in other editions it's Reb Hilai. Who was Reb Hilai Gaon? I have no idea. But he probably was a Gaon. But Reb Hai or Reb Hilai felt that Klei Avonim had the din of Klei Cheres. Now, these Machlekesim might have something to do with how Amagdir Cheres and how Amagdir Blios, but that's already beyond the scope of anything I could understand, like we spoke about in terms of stainless steel. Like what's considered Blio, what's not, very hard to figure out. But basically, we paskin that clay mateches 8, even you have to do Hag'ala and then Tevila. There's a machlokes harishonim about what happens if you do Tevila before Hag'ala. Now, there seem to be three shitos harishonim. The Rashbam, the Torah quotes this as the Rashba, but it's probably the Rashbam. The Rashbam assumes that you need Haga'ala v'achar kach tevila, and that is a din le'ikuva. Haga'ala and then tevila, and that is a din le'ikuva. There is a Ravid, Sof Avodah Zarah, who assumes that l'chatchila you should do Haga'ala below tevila. And then there's a third shita who says that I don't care what the order is, either hag'ala before tevila or tevila before hag'ala, it does not matter. Now, the Torah has a very interesting way of phrasing this. The Torah says that the reason why you need hag'ala kodem tevila is because if not, it is ketoveo v'sheretz biyado. No? It's ketoveo v'sheretz biyado. And this is already an interesting application, no? It's interesting on a few levels. The pashtus is that toveo v'sheretz biyado means that the tevila works. Narvas, you become tameh immediately after because you're holding a sheretz. Right? Isn't that the pashtus in toveo v'sheretz biyado? You probably never thought about this question. Is Tovah V'Sheretz B'Yado that the Tevila works and you become tummy again? Or is Tovah V'Sheretz B'Yado an ikuv in the Tevila? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. Rav Shimon and Shari Yosha has this, nachon? What? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that if a person does Charata and Vidui, but doesn't do Aziva Sachit, state in Rambam, this is Ketoveo v'sheretz biyado. Now, what does that mean in the context of that Rambam? L'cha'ora, I heard this from Rav Shachter years ago, but that Rambam is telling me is that Toveo v'sheretz biyado is not the pshat, that it's a new dovar that's metame yet you, right? Because the lack of Aziva Sachit is not metame you again. Rather, the pshat is that hechsher has to be complete hechsher. Tshuva has to be complete tshuva, and partial tshuva is garnished. Similarly, tova v'sheretz biyado, the Lashon HaRambam would mean that it doesn't work. Right? It doesn't count as a tevila at all. That l'cha'ora is what emerges from tovel v'sheretz biyado over there. There's a machlekes harishonim where the Gemara in Nida on Lamed Vav, I believe, speaks about someone who is both a Nida and also is a Temeya from some other Tuma, and she is a, right, she's Temeya from some other Tuma. Let's say, I don't know, she ate a Nivlas Oif Tamei. Nivlas Oif Tar, right, or something. So she's Temeya for two reasons. So the Gemara discusses, does the Tevila help over there? And some of the Rishonim use a nusach, I think the Balei HaTosis use a nusach over there, that could be that the Tevila doesn't help to get you out of a Nida, because it's Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yada. Right? Meaning that it has to make you Tahar. If it doesn't make you Tahar, it's not really a Tevila. Now, if I take the nusach of the Torah seriously, so I think we have a raya from this din, the way the Rishonim are quoting that shita of the Rashbam, that tova v'sheretz biyado is not that the sheretz is metameyu. Again, it would be something like that Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva al kopanim. However, if you look here in the Taz and Sifkat and Aleph, the Taz distorts the lashon of the Torah. The Torah says dehevi ketayvo v'sheretz biyadoi. The Taz writes dinir'eh. Ketovo v'sheretz biyado. Nira basically is very different. Nira just means it is people's perception. It's not really bona fide tovel v'sheretz biyado. That is the way the Taz says. It happens that in the Makar HaDavar, in the Rashba, in the Teres HaBayis, on page 32 over there, right? Now you're on page 21. I'm 32 in the sense of Lamed Beis. I guess that's 64, right? So the Rashba writes, not that, it's the Rashba does not use the nusach of Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yadol. The Rashba writes that the idea of Tevila is Geirus, right? The Yerushalmi says that just like a guy who converts to become Jewish has to go to the mikvah for Tosefes Kedusha, no? Mikvah accomplishes different things. Mikvah is Hasaras Tumah. Mikvah is Tosefes Kedusha. The Tevila of a Ge'er is for Tosefes Kedusha. So you can't have Tosefes Kedusha, says the Rashba, Kozman that you are Shakua B'Tumah. No? The Nusach over there is not Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yado, but it's that if I'm Shakua B'Tumah, I can't have Tosefes Kedusha, right? This sounds like stuff that you read. Sur Meira Va'aseh Tov. No? That first you gotta get out of the bad stuff, and then, right, that is, I think, the standard Mahalach in Yiddishkeit, although by Hasidim they often speak about that despite the fact that you're Shakua, don't let that deter you from doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and think that you can't connect your bonus shel olam. That's a standard trope in Hasidim. However, the pasuk says, "Sur meira v'asei tov." The Rashba writes, "If you're shakua b'tumah, you can't get out of that." Now, a nafgamina, just for a second, and then I'll take Ike's Hasidic question. But nafgamina between, you forgive me for making fun of you. It's keeps me awake, you know. So, a nafgamina might be this discussion here in the Dago Meravava that's quoted in the Pisket Tshuva. Right? The Dago Meravava says that if I have a keli that is treif, but it's Einu Ben Yomo, so in that case, it's not Tevil B'Sheretz B'Yadai, so in that case, everybody holds that you could do the Tevila before the Hag'ala, no? Now, Rabbi Ganek in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim in Simin Tes Vav, Rabbi Ganek says, whoa, he's assuming that Eino Ben Yomo is considered not an Isser. Well, that depends on Machlokes Rashba and Ra'ah about whether the Bli is made of. Okay, fine, that's like Rabbi Ganek. I want to say different. I want to say that there's Makom L'Chalek Because if the din is not Alts Tova v'sheretz b'yado, but it's a din the way the Rashba really says on the Kar HaDavar, that it's not shayif to attain higher level of Kedusha, Kozman Yeshako b'tuma, so even the Eno ben Yomo tuma in the Keli is still considered tuma that won't allow me to arrive at the higher level of Kedusha. I can really hide it. Zozayin, it's not like a full-fledged sheret. What the Dogam Revava seems like he's saying is something along the lines of the conventional understanding of Tovah v'Sheretz B'Yodot, the Sheretz is Metameyu. Right? So the thing that is Ben Yomos Kilo, it's Metame the Keli, whatever the heck that would mean. By the way, Macholos Asuris in the Torah is called Tuma, which itself is interesting, no? In Parashas Shmini, the Torah doesn't use, right? The word Shreifa appears in Chumash, but not in Parashas Shmini. The Torah in Parashas Shmini speaks about Behema, which is Temeya. Tuma is an interesting term. Ike, your comment, and then we have to break for Judaism, or for Vespers. Yeah.
The Rashba comes from the Rabbanim's Shilas. Makes sense that he says what he says, because the Rabban is the one who said Temeya, and he wouldn't say the word Sheretz the other.
Right, nachon. Right, absolutely. In other words, the Rashba is obviously not agreeing with that Ra'obishim, the Ramban, but right, it can't be Sheretz B'yado and still be a Milo. Milo sounds like it's two steps in arriving at Tosefes Kedusha. Tevila arrives at Tosefes Kedusha, and the Hechsher, or the Hag'ala, arrives at Tosefes Kedusha. Absolutely. Okay, gentlemen, we should have a blessed and marvelous day.